Item number three is an action item, trial court allocations, workload-based allocation and funding methodology. I turn it over to Justice Miller first.
Thank you, Chief. I believe we have someone who would like to make a public comment, Judge David Nelson, the presiding judge. Are you there, Judge Nelson?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, and you have 3 minutes.
Thanks for allowing me to appear by telephone. We really appreciate the time and attention given our request by the committee and also by the Judicial Council. We really thought we'd be one of many WAFM adjustment requests, and we're surprised to find that we were the only one in this cycle. And that's, I think, a testament to the acceptance of the WAFM formula and the wisdom of the committee. But we feel that their analysis is incorrect with regard to our request, and we still believe that the WAFM needs to be adjusted to address courts which have branch courts with significant population centers in remote geographic locations. And our initial request by Judge Henderson is Exhibit B of your documents dated back in October of 2013. Our branch court on the coast needs to be served by a full-service court because it serves about a third of our population, and it's more than an hour away from our main court on a difficult mountainous road. And it really presents an access to justice issue for the residents of that area, whether they be litigants, witnesses, jurors, or victims. And I think Justice Roby's letter, which is attachment I to your documents on behalf of the California Commission on Access to Justice, raises some of those issues. Because the small branch courts are subject to the inefficiencies as identified in setting floors for the funding of the smaller Cluster 1 courts, which you've done, that funding mechanism has been adjusted to address the issue for these small courts. But there's still the area of remote branch courts that needs to be addressed. And I know the committee thought that the larger issue of branch courts was kind of above their pay grade, as they said, but we think the specific issue of remote branch courts, say, at least an hour from the main court and serving a significant population, say, 20,000 people or more, that should be addressed in the WAFM. And it would apply to up to 8 courts or so by our calculations, but we would request your consideration of that adjustment to the WAFM. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Nelson. Is there anyone else here to make public comment on item number 3? No one has indicated that they'd like to make public comment, Chief. That concludes the public comment on item 3.
Thank you. You may, at your pleasure.
Thank you. On October 15th of last year, then Presiding Judge Richard Henderson of the Mendocino Superior Court submitted a letter to Administrative Director Steve Jarre requesting an adjustment to the WAFM model. His letter was consistent with the WAFM adjustment request process. The request is to adjust WAFM to provide additional funding to any court that has a significant population center living in a remote and challenging geographic area, such that the court is unable to provide reasonably adequate court services to the entire court population. Specifically, Mendocino was asking for funding for 2 to 3 clerical positions. A small working group of the funding methodology subcommittee was formed and met by conference call and analyzed Mendocino's request. At our invitation, current Mendocino presiding Judge David Nelson also participated. Ultimately, the recommendation of that small working group was to deny the request. The matter was then presented to the full funding methodology subcommittee, who also voted to deny the request, and Judge Nelson was invited to and, in fact, joined that discussion as well. On March 25th, Mendocino's request was presented to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. Judge Nelson participated by teleconference, and the advisory committee members voted to deny the request as well. As you may recall, the WAFM adjustment request process is intended to provide trial courts the opportunity to identify factors unaccounted for in the WAFM model and request ongoing adjustments to their WAFM funding need, which is separate and distinct from making ongoing adjustments to a court's funding allocation. The root of our committee's analysis of Mendocino's request was on the foundation of WAFM, the workload need, or RAS study. Mendocino's WAFM funding need this year, based on workload analysis, is $7.2 million. Mendocino concedes that this amount would be sufficient to handle their workload even in their Ukiah courthouse. However, due to decreased funding from the state general fund, Mendocino's actual WAFM funding this year was only $4.5 million, almost $2 million less than what their workload need is. We quickly came to the determination that the issue that Mendocino raises is not caused by an unaccounted workload factor in the WAFM model that requires an ongoing adjustment to Mendocino's or any other trial court's WAFM funding need. WAFM has calculated their need at $7.2 million, and as they concede, that is sufficient. Had they been funded at that need, they would have been able to afford the 2 to 3 additional positions. While we sympathize with the Mendocino court and its court users, many of California's trial courts are not adequately funded to support a full panoply of services at branch courts. Many counties did, as Mendocino did, reduce services at their branch facilities. Many counties closed courthouses, not because their WAFM need was insufficient, but because their portion of state funding was insufficient. Unfortunately, Mendocino's problem, in our opinion, is not at all unique. Insufficient general fund monies mean insufficient services. It does not mean that there is a shortcoming within the WAFM model. Our committee firmly believes that the underlying issue implicated in Mendocino's request is an access to justice issue that the Judicial Council should address. Where courthouses are located, how far litigants and witnesses should have to travel to access courthouses, how far jurors should have to travel to fulfill their civic duty, these involve critical and far-reaching statewide and local policy decisions that extend beyond the scope of our budget committee. We encourage these conversations to take place. We are more than willing to participate. However, we feel that until the courts are sufficiently funded to keep up with current workload, such decisions may simply be lofty goals for better times, but we are ready and willing to partner in those decisions or discussions. The bottom line, I think, and I'll let Zlatko weigh in, and I know that David and Mary Beth might like to join in as well, is that we didn't feel there was a shortcoming in WAFM that was deserving of an adjustment in light of Mendocino's concerns.
I don't have any. I don't think I have anything to offer. But if David and Mary Beth have any perspective, given they're participating in the discussions,
thank you, Mary Beth, and then Mary Beth Todd, and then David Yamasaki.
Just to add and reemphasize that we recognize that every county has unique access issues, and we do feel that at some point in time the branch does need to take a look at the issues that Judge Earl pointed out as far as. You know, how far should somebody have to go? What size population base should be able to reasonably expect a court facility? I don't think in any way, shape, or form we are trying to say that Mendocino County does not need a facility in Fort Bragg. I am sure that they probably do. It's just when we looked at the model and we looked at their need, it didn't appear that an adjustment, a funding adjustment, was needed to address having that facility. Right now, the issue with the facility are the budget reductions that we've experienced and the fact that we are not fully funded at our need. And so I think it's important to say that no way is anybody trying to say Mendocino does not need a courthouse in Fort Bragg, not at all. So hopefully we'll see a better year in 14-15. We'll start to see some recovery of our funding, and they'll be able to begin to resume services.
And I would only also add, this is David Yamasaki, that we applaud Mendocino's desire to maintain service in this remote location. All of the courts, unfortunately, because of the fiscal condition that the state is in, and certainly the branch, have been forced to make decisions to reduce services, but not for the absence of funding. We probably would address this thing more universally in trying to maintain optimal services in the outlying branches. So this was a very difficult decision for the Budget Advisory Committee meeting, but understand that there are many, many challenges that we're facing due to the funding reductions that we've sustained.
Thank you. Yes, Ted Jacobson.
I just want to say, in reviewing these materials, both the letters from Mendocino County as well as the materials on courts in similar situations across the state. I have to say that my heart goes out to Mendocino. I think it's a very sad situation that this is a reasonable choice under the circumstances. I do support the recommendation and make a motion to adopt it.
Judge Jacobson moves.
I'll second it.
Judge Elias seconds. Any further discussion? I know the materials are here and we've had an opportunity to review them. Seeing no further discussion, understanding the issue and being concerned with it, being fully aware that this may be a policy issue that council needs to address, but it's not related to the WAFM methodology, understanding and with respect to Judge Nelson's request, all in favor of the recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Thank you. The motion carries to deny at this time. We keep this on council's mind as we explore other policy issues and other courts that may face the same kind of challenge. Thank you.